tallying up the NBA's all-time scoring list. He surpassed Michael Jordan for fourth all-time with a layup in the second quarter of last night's loss to Denver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03 in Flemington, it is cold. Forecast for today is cold. Forecast for tonight, more cold. Friday, there's a slight...
What's your point?
It's cold. Friday, there's a slight... What's my point is I'm gunning for that groundhog. Friday, snow likely, mainly after 4 p.m. Increasing clouds with a high of 36. Saturday, sunny, 44. Saturday night, chance of wintry mix. Turning into rain on Sunday with a high around 50.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Jennifer plays the song beginning of the show. My guess today is that you scored tickets to Broadway's Pretty Woman.
You'd be wrong. I am going to give you the biggest chance in the world to make fun of me in a few minutes.
Really?
Yep. It's all going to be laid out for you.
Okay, so I have to be patient.
Just a little bit.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, Maker's Day is a little more than 2 weeks away. We have all the details for this must-do family event. The Friends of ACL are readying for their 23rd annual book sale. We have that information about the book drives and the sale itself. Jennifer says God never created anything without a purpose, but mosquitoes come close. Huntington County Community Day, the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, already two entries. Outdoor summer concerts, trivia, and so much more. Today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So you're not liking this cold weather, huh? Winter's last gasp, maybe, hopefully?
Yeah, I hope so.
Winter 2018-19 has not been that unkind.
We've been lucky.
Be a little fortunate here.
We have been.
Okay, Jennifer, I believe you have some news for me over there.
Why I'm playing Pretty Woman? Because I left work early on Tuesday.
Yes.
And went to see a movie.
Met Julia Roberts.
No, I went to see a movie.
Okay.
And this is how the movie started, with this song. And it started with a young girl in Australia watching Pretty Woman. Or maybe she wasn't in Australia, she was Australian.
A movie currently in theaters now?
Yes.
Is this an Academy Award nominated movie?
No, it is not.
Oh.
And I don't believe it will be.
Dumb question. What's the name of the movie?
Isn't It Romantic? It is a meta rom-com, a rom-com, and a rom-com.
You don't like rom-coms.
Exactly.
What's meta mean?
It's like a meta fiction would be a book about a book. Like a book about writing a book or something.
So explain, Jennifer, I'm lost.
Okay, so Rebel Wilson stars and...
What else was she in? That name sounds familiar.
Amy Jo told me this morning. I forget what else she's
Rebel
been in.
Wilson. Is that her real name or a nickname?
I believe that's her name. I don't know.
I love it.
Yes. And she was just in...
You're kind of pigeonholing her, aren't you? I mean, if your name is Rebel, you're pretty much going to be one way in life, aren't you?
I suppose. She was just in that The Masked Singer. Oh, no, she wasn't. Amy Jo got confused. I was talking to Amy Jo this morning, and she got her confused with Rumor Wilson. Never
and
mind.
That will confuse the rest of our listening audience.
So anyway, Rebel Wilson, she's going to be in The Heist coming up.
Can I see a picture of her?
Which is a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And she's also going to be in a remake of
She was
Saving
in
Ryan.
I know who she is. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of an homage or making fun of all the rom-coms of the late 80s, early 90s.
Gotcha.
There are a lot of nods to Pretty Woman. There's some to Groundhog Day even.
So it's a spoof on rom-coms.
Kind of, yeah. I can't even remember all of them. But it's a lot of good fun.
Interesting.
She hates love. She hates...
And what made you go see this in the first place?
Morgan recommended it to us because she knows Pretty Woman's my favorite movie. So she's getting mugged on the subway, and she wakes up, and she's in a rom-com.
Oh, I've seen commercials for this.
Yeah. It's kind of corny, but for people like our age, well, maybe not you, but like women my age, you're like, oh, wait, that's from When Harry Met Sally, or that's from...
Gotcha. Yeah, interesting concept.
It's pretty good. Plus, it makes me want to do dance numbers when I'm in New York City, on the streets of New York City, because it ends with this big dance number.
And what movie is that
from? Outside
of
Grand Central. I guess it reminded me a lot. There were two big dance numbers, and it reminded me a lot of Grease. But you're right, Footloose. And it could just be that those are standard.
And it was set in New York City?
It was. And it was
we're talking a lot about this movie.
I really liked it. It was a little bit annoying because, like, she's allegedly lived in Queens, yet a lot of the outside scenes were clearly Prince Street downtown.
Why don't we add it to our movie series at the Hunter and Candy Library?
I bet you it'd be popular. I think it would
be. Speaking of the movie series, tonight we're showing A Star is Born, starring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
That's funny. My father would say it that way.
So, and it's a full house. It's like actually going to a movie theater and watching. I think we have 100 people coming.
I have to tell you, when we went to see this, we were the only two in the theater.
Star is Born?
When we saw it, Isn't It Romantic.
Where did you go see it?
Pahatcong.
Where?
Pahatcong.
Pahatcong?
Yeah. It's you know, just before 22.
You always go up there for your movies?
Mm-mm. No, usually we go to Neshaminy or Montgomery or Princeton. Okay, but wait, listen. Let's get back to my thing.
What about Hillsboro or Bridgewater?
I forget about Hillsboro. Bridgewater's way too crowded. I don't want people ordering dinner around me. Okay, but wait, listen. While I'm in there, I'm like... watching the previews, and I'm wildly making notes because there's a movie in there that you might like to see coming.
Okay.
It's called Yesterday.
I've seen the previews. Kara's already lighted me onto this. Okay. I'm all over it, Jennifer.
You're all over this? Okay.
Fascinating press concept.
Brian is...
When does it come out?
June.
Okay.
The end of June. And Brian is fascinated because in the trailer... he's on a talk show, and then you're looking at it like from backstage, and there's two silhouettes in front of it, and that you hear the talk show host say, "We have two gentlemen backstage who said they actually wrote these songs."
Do you think it's Lennon and McCartney?
I don't know, but that's
not actually Lennon and McCartney,
right?
I saw the trailer for that, and it's an interesting concept. Right. So the movie Jennifer are talking about. There's some blackout all over the world, and this guy gets into a bike accident. I don't know how it's related yet, but he wakes up, or whatever, he's in the hospital, he gets better, and he's just out playing Yesterday on his guitar and singing, and everybody around him is like in awe, saying, "That's the most beautiful song we've ever heard." And he goes, "Well, did you write that?" And I go, "No, Paul McCartney wrote that." And they're like, "Who's Paul McCartney?"
Right, it's like a world where nobody knows
so
the Beatles.
So a world that never heard of the Beatles. So he
Which,
just decides to tell everybody.
Which to me and Kiko, it's like paradise.
I know. Like, my friends find out about this, they're going to be, I'm never going to hear the end of it. So he just goes ahead and says he wrote all of the great Beatles songs and performs them, becomes like the greatest singer-songwriter of all time. So it's
so I did. No, I'm like wildly taking notes because it was by the director of Love Actually, which you like.
Yes.
So, all right. Before we go to our first commercial break, I want to do one follow-up from our last show.
Okay.
I read a poem from written by Julie Stevens, Jumping Jules Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the UK, and she's going to put the link on her website. She's so excited. And she's also been asked to go on her local radio station on March 27th and record and read some poems. The local radio station is Huntington Community Radio, which is kind of like...
So you're thinking there's a kind of...
Well, she does.
A little karma there.
She does. So everybody should check out jumpingjulespoetry.com. And I have another poem to read by her. It's a little less depressing than last week. And she did listen, and like I said, she posted it to all her
Very good.
Followers.
Go ahead.
All right, this is Munster Mum. Munster Mum is on the rampage. She's hurtling through the house. Take cover, lie low, be as quiet as a mouse. You always know she's coming with her mighty, thundering walk. Walls shudder, carpets tremble, and the eyes of the furniture gawk. She descends on the room, towering and strong, thick, quick, heart racing. Don't get it wrong. What's all that noise? She roars, and look at all those pens. How many times have I told you? Why can't you just be friends? There's no use telling a lie, no use spinning a line. Munster Mum knows all your secrets, can find the truth every time. But just as they whisper in the corner, Munster Mum melts on the spot. If you tidy the mess and lay the table, then I guess I'll forget the lot. You see, Munster Mum can really be gentle. She praises the good things you've done. She pins up your drawings. She plays your games. She makes sure you have a lot of fun. Munster Mum is always on the prowl, looking for something to eat. A spoon of kindness, a slight of naughtiness. Anything to give her a treat.
Very good. She's gifted.
I think so.
My question, furniture, do furniture have eyes? Is there a like, piece of furniture that eye? Is that what the line said?
Yes.
Furniture have gawking eyes.
I don't know. Sometimes if you look at the ends of a chair, can't you see? Like,
yeah, that's why I'm thinking it's probably me not grasping it. It actually reminds me of Robert Frost, an old friend of the Hunter and Candy Library.
Wow.
Was doing a press conference one time about his poem, Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening, and some reporter asked him about the line, the horse gives his harness bells a shake, asking if there's some mistake that they've stopped. And the reporter asked, can horses ask questions? And Robert Frost's reply was, yeah, better than most reporters.
That's a good one. It's very quick.
Okay, we'll go to our first commercial break, and we will come back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting across from Jennifer Winberry. I'd better ask her some questions in a little segment we like to call Today in History. Did you hear the news about Alex Trebek?
He did. That's very sad.
Yes. Very classy the way he presented it to his fans.
Yes.
To the people that follow Jeopardy. So our thoughts and prayers are with Alex Trebek.
When he announced that that he had just signed a 3-year contract, it made me think, I believe it's a Mexican saying, you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans.
And that's just tell him your what?
Plans.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of brought that to mind.
I get mad at Alex Trebek a lot for one reason and one reason only. So when you're watching Jeopardy, sometimes he talks too much during that break.
Okay.
And then we miss questions.
Oh, yeah, I don't like miss. I like.
And then
I want
a lot of times
you miss
two or three questions. I'm like,
finish the board.
Time this out so we can ask every question.
Right. And if people miss a lot of questions.
I can't stand that part about Jeopardy. And or people that delay when they ask for the category and stuff like that. I'm like, we just lost a question.
Right, like move along.
Exactly. That's my only pet peeve. And then when they have like a category, when like they have people come on and read the question, like guest speakers, I'm like, go to that last because that's going to just, we're going to lose questions because of that.
Right. You know, every day except for Saturday, next to the New York Times crossword puzzle, they have the final Jeopardy question for that night, and then the next day they have the answer.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
We'll have some trivia questions for you, our listening audience, later in the show, but we have Today in History right now. We're going to ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is March 7th. And also some people who were born or who have died on March 7th. Let's go back to 1850, Jennifer. Senator Daniel Webster gives his 7th of March speech. Of course, you can only have it on the state. Endorsing the Compromise of 1850. My question, what did the Compromise of 1850 tell us or try to do?
Specifically, I don't know exactly which states, but I believe it said some states could keep slaves and some couldn't.
You are on the right track, yes. So with the expansion states, were they going to be slave states or not slave
right.
states? So the Compromise of 1850 tried to address that problem. This is probably the first signs of an upcoming civil war, Jennifer. If we never got the Louisiana Purchase in, we never expanded west, we might still be a slave-free thing.
Right.
That's what started the whole Civil War, was were the expansion states going to be slave or free? So that's what one of the big things. And then 2 years later, Uncle Tom's Cabin came out, then John Brown, and then, you know, just this was the first domino to fall, I think, right here.
I have to tell you, your Today in History, I always want to go back and read more in 18th and 19th century history.
Well, thank you. Is that a compliment?
It is.
Oh, okay. 1965. I thought this was something that happened last weekend. But March 7th, March 7th, 1965 was Bloody Sunday, Jennifer. It's been all over the news for the past week. What was Bloody Sunday?
It was an Irish rebellion.
Not the Irish one.
Mm.
This is the American Bloody Sunday. A group of 600 civil rights marchers is brutally attacked by state and local police in Selma, Alabama. Were you watching the news this past weekend where there's a bridge down there?
Oh, wait. There was, yeah.
Where people were walking over the bridge. That's the Bloody Sunday March.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I did see Selma was just in the news.
Yes. I forget the name of the bridge, but they do this every year where they walk over that bridge because that's the state border. And once these civil rights workers cross the state border into Alabama, the police attacked them. I don't know. Just just dark periods of our history. The two events. Sorry about that. Okay, born on this date in 1875, Maurice Ravel.
Oh, he wrote Bolero.
Very good. Everybody knows that. Ravel, Bolero, of course, yeah. From the movie 10.
Yes.
With Dudley Moore and Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
He must have wrote some other great stuff, but everybody knows Ravel from Bolero. 1934, Willard Scott. There's one fact you will not know about Willard Scott, though. I think you'll know the other fact. Who is Willard Scott?
Well, I think there's one you won't know about him that I know about him. He was a weatherman.
I bet you we're talking about the same fact. He was a weatherman?
He was a national weather... Like, he was on one of the morning shows.
Yes.
Kind of like...
And what was his famous shtick? What would he do?
Did he wish people happy birthday when they were over 100?
Yeah, 100 years old birthday. It's very good, Jennifer.
But he also wrote a couple of mysteries.
No.
Murder mysteries about a retired weatherman in Maine.
Okay, and that's not my fact. My fact is he created one of the most well-known characters that is still going strong today. Somebody you see probably every day, you know everything about him. It was the character he created. Ronald McDonald.
Really?
Created by Willard Scott. Willard Scott used to portray Bozo. McDonald's people asked him to come up with something, so he came up with a clown that loved hamburgers.
Interesting.
Willard Scott. There's your piece of trivia you didn't know. 1946, Peter Wolf was born. I'll be surprised if you get this one.
Nope.
Peter Wolf is the lead singer of the band, the Jay Giles Band.
Really?
Centerfold and Love Stinks. And et cetera, et cetera. That's Peter Wolf, Jennifer.
That Angel is a Centerfold was like the... Well, no, Pac-Man was the theme of my eighth grade yearbook.
Pac-Man?
Yeah, because like, we had a theme where like... And yeah. One of the pictures I drew was... I drew pictures for my yearbook. You never knew that, did you?
Bring it in sometime.
And one of the pictures is a Pac-Man holding up a centerfold, and there's Pac-Man in there. Like a girl Pac-Man.
Clever.
I was 13 when he...
you can tell the era you graduated high school. That's
oh, yeah.
Sure.
I apologize for it constantly.
Is your theme. Okay, 1950, Frank O'Harris was born.
O'Harris?
Harris.
Nope.
He's an American football player. I didn't know if he's famous for one of the most famous plays in NFL history, the Immaculate Reception. He's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Can you picture the Immaculate Reception?
Mm-hmm.
That was Frank O'Harris, Jim.
Hmm.
And they finally died in 1838. I don't think you know this one. I'll be impressed if you know this one, but I know this one because I watched a show about him. Robert Townsend.
The only one I know is the singer.
Robert Townsend? You're thinking of Pete Townsend.
Yeah. Let's see. Would have been...
died in 1838.
I know, so I'm like trying to go back 50 years. 1780s. Nope.
Okay, you're close. So he was a Revolutionary War figure. He was a member of the Culper spy ring, Jennifer. The George Washington spies that helped the colonists win the American Revolutionary War. And a great series by the channel AMC called Turn tells the story of the Culper spy ring and George Washington. If you have not seen it and you're a history fan... I highly suggest, I think your husband Brian would love this, Jennifer. The series is called Turn.
There's also, we have a book, George Washington's Secret Six.
Right.
And we also have George Washington's Spy Master.
Can I request Turn series for our DVD collection?
We have it.
Oh, we do. Mm-hmm. So if you want to borrow Turn, come to the Hunter County Library and check it out. And I highly recommend it. I mean, very interesting phase of history and how important spies were into winning the Revolutionary War. They were vital, Jennifer.
I was fascinated by Civil War spies and a lot of the women who... But that's another story for another day.
Yes. And that...
That's it?
...is today in history. That's it, yeah. Why?
I thought maybe more people were born or died today.
No, we need to start talking about some library stuff.
We sure do.
I mean, a lot of people were born or died today, Jennifer, but nobody that I knew, really.
There's one that you do know that was born today.
Who?
Brian.
Your husband?
Yeah.
Was his birthday today?
It is.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Brian. I want to ask his age. What are your plans?
I'm waiting to hear.
What does he, like a favorite restaurant or something?
C. Willard Scott. I don't know.
Oh, McDonald's.
I honestly don't know.
What are your do you plans for St. Patrick's Day? What are your St. Patrick's Day traditions every year? That's coming up.
It is.
It's 10 days
away.
It's
kind of a silly one, with one that we used to do, but we stopped. And it was one we kind of stumbled into. There was a restaurant we used to go to up in Watchung. Mm-hmm. Like, I would leave early, and we'd go up. And three or four buses would stop every year. It was a military school from Virginia, and they had just marched in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh.
And then, like, we got to know some of the chaperones.
Is the restaurant still there?
No. That's why we don't do it anymore.
What's the name of it? What was the name of it?
Well, it was Old Country Buffet up in Watchung. And they served corned beef and cabbage. And
so you just, your modus operandi is to find an Old Country Buffet, stay there until it closes.
Pretty much.
And then move on to a new one.
Yep.
Until that closes.
Yep.
Okay. Do you make a habit of watching the 1952 classic, The Quiet Man, every St. Patrick's Day?
No, but we might.
Great movie.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Do we have it in our collection? The Quiet Man.
If
you're looking for the quintessential St. Patrick's Day movie, I suggest The Quiet Man, starring John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. And I forget, Barry Fitzgerald, I believe, is the other gentleman, the guy that was in Going My Way.
We do have it.
Beautifully shot in Ireland.
John Ford movie.
So just worth the cost of admission just to see the lovely cinematography of the little Irish towns and villages and countryside. It's got not a very action-packed story. It's just about a courtship between an American and an Irish lass. But it's required St. Patrick's Day fare if you're Irish. In fact, one of my good friends, his last name is Connolly, is Irish, Jennifer, and shocked me last weekend when he said he'd never seen it.
Hmm.
And he is as Irish as they come. So he told me he would remedy that, but we'll see. Maker's Day is 6 days after St. Patrick's Day, Jennifer. It's Saturday, May 23rd. And I thought I had the complete list of events. But I do not. But we have New Jersey Maker's Day. We do this every year at the Hunterdon County Library, specifically the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library. It's on March 23rd this year, Saturday, March 23rd. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I have the list of events, if you'd like.
Okay, I'll describe what Maker's Day is, and Jennifer can list off the events that will be happening at the North County and South County Branch Library. So Maker's Day, the idea is to learn about a new hobby or a new craft or something like that. So we're going to have demonstrators, people from all different types of crafts, Jennifer will explain in a moment, that will be demonstrating their expertise. And then it'll be interactive where you can actually try it yourself, and then you might pick up a new lifelong hobby. It's been very popular the past years, and I think it's a very important thing to expand your horizons. And Jennifer, what will be going on at Maker's Day this year?
Let's see, at the North County Branch Library, we will have motorized models by Bricks for Kids, build the Lego Wall of China, first technology team challenge robotics demonstration, 3D printing, make a name tag, skewer balloon bot competitions, Kissimmee River pottery, make Lehigh Valley Club, learn to solder, Lego Mindstorm BattleBot, design a video game, and test it out, rope making, Jedi Electronics Academy, make a saber, Drone Zone, Squishy Circuits, slime making, make a ScribbleBot, print a 3D cookie cutter, code with a microbit, and we're going to have more information on the microbits next week, make a memory bracelet, origami, weave a basket, make a leaf magnet, sew and quilt, Hunter Museum, draw a self-portrait, and weaving on a loom. And at the South County Branch Library, Holcomb Jemison Farm will be there with their rope maker. There will be arm knitting, Delaware Valley Bead Society, origami fans, Rojo's Roasters, and Shasha Confections. There will be toddler crafts, bee shooters, spy decoders, binary code necklaces or a bookmark, duct tape pouches, circuit bugs, Lego challenges, disassembly station, and really obnoxious noisemakers.
So as you can see, a lot going on at March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd, at the North County and South County branches libraries. I highly suggest getting the family together and stopping by one or both locations between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on March 23rd. You will not regret it. I guarantee you will find something interesting and pick up a new hobby.
Have you ever been?
No.
Why not?
Because I've always been away. This is our third year?
Yeah. No, fourth.
Fourth year. I've always been away, but I believe I am. No? Oh, wait. I am around this year.
Okay.
We're going to Vermont the next week. The grandbaby's coming in on the 23rd.
Oh, nice.
Comes in on time. Maybe he pick up a new hobby.
Two?
There's not two yet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a new way to drool or something, Jennifer. Okay, so that's Maker's Day. Then I also mentioned the book sales. It's coming up at the end of April, a sure sign of spring here in Hunterdon County. It's the 23rd annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. Friday, April 26th through Monday, April 29th. Friday, April 26th is the preview sale. Saturday, April 27th is the first of sale day. Oh, my gosh. First day of the sale proper. I don't know where I'm going with this, Jennifer. There's an early bird admission from 8 to 10, and then everyone is admitted free at 10 a.m. Sunday is half price day, and Monday is bag sale. I'll explain that in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about the book drives. We need books to sell at this book sale, Jennifer. So we have two main book drives this year. On Saturdays, April 13th and 20th, at the South County Park Fairgrounds, the Grange Building on Route 179 in Lambertville. That's between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. both days. If you have a large amount of books that you would like to donate, fill up your car and then drive down to the fairgrounds on either the 13th or the 20th, and we will unload your car for you. If you have a smaller amount of books and you can't make it to the book drive on either the 13th or 20th, you can drop those books off in the lobby of any one of the Hunterdon County libraries, and we'll make sure they get to the sale for you. So the books that they accept are that you can donate, the types of books, are hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. They're always looking for volunteers, and there's a new volunteer form on our webpage. Just go to click on Friends at hclibrary.us. That's the library webpage. Click on Friends on the navigation bar. Then click on the book sale, and then you'll see a link for the volunteer form. Click on that, and you can just fill it out online.
And
that'll be emailed to us directly, and then you are in. We appreciate all of our volunteers.
And thanks to Amy Jo for...
Amy Jo.
IT for making this volunteer form
quick
and easy.
Did it very quickly. I don't know how she did it. So once again, Saturday, April 27th, early bird admission, and then it's... the first day of the sale, books on that day would be for sale for either $1 or $2 for hardback or paperbacks, 50 cents for children's soft books. I had the prices here somewhere, and I believe I've lost them. Oh, yeah, $2 on the first day for hardback books, large and trade paperbacks and children's hardback books, $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in Special Collections Boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories.
And these prices have only risen once in their 24-year history.
That's
of the
amazing.
Book sale. Yes.
Kind of like the photo show.
Yes.
Then Sunday, April 28th, which the prices are raising for the photo show this year. Sunday, April 28th. I ran that by the photographers last year, and they were all for it, so I could offer larger cash prizes. Sunday, April 20th is half price day, so all those prices I just read, are cut them in half, and that's what we'll be paying on Sunday, April 28th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and then Monday is the popular bag sale day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You buy a bag from us for $5, and then you fill up that bag with as many books as you can cram in there, and you... take all those books home for just $5. We will provide the bags. If you have any other other information about the Friends book sale and need any more details or have any questions, just email the Friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com. The time is 11:36.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you.
24 minutes, and Jim Gannell will be here at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. The Winter Spring Concert Series continues at the Hunterdon County Library. We have two concerts coming up in March. Next Wednesday, March 13th, we welcome classical pianist Paul Bisaccia. He'll be playing selected works by George Gershwin, among other classical piano, well-known piano pieces. We've had him before. He is a very well-known piano. He comes from New York City. He puts a little movie screen up on the underside of the piano fretboard or whatever that's called, Jennifer, so you can watch his hands. That's how good he is. And then Wednesday, March 27th, another concert you're not going to want to miss. You're not going to miss any of these. But if you're going to go to two, Jennifer, go to the two March ones. Because on March 27th at 7 p.m., all the way from Scotland, Jim Malcolm, singer-songwriter Jim Malcolm, one of the, probably the biggest folk singer in Scotland, Jennifer, tours the USA occasionally and always adds the Hunterdon County Library onto his itinerary. Why? Because he loves the audience, Jennifer. He loves our audiences. So I want to thank the patrons that come to see our shows because they are so appreciative. And all of the, I'm able to get a lot of great musicians because of our audiences. And then quickly, the other concerts this spring at the Hunterdon County Library. And on Wednesday, April 10th, Jack McDade is back with his Variety at the Library show. A lot of music, a lot of comedy. If you haven't seen that one and you like old variety shows, I highly suggest that one too. Coming from Tennessee on Wednesday, April 24th, is bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel. He's been playing for us for 20 years. He's performed at the Grand Ole Opry, one of the greatest fiddlers. I mean, Jennifer, I'm not exaggerating. People at home are thinking, a library? He's saying he's the greatest fiddler in the country? He might be.
He might well be.
He's been on the Grand Ole Opry several times. He's a legend. Travis Wetzel. Wednesday, May 8th at 7 p.m., we have a new group for us, Moss Henry and the Bryophytes. That's going to be some bluegrass and some folk music. And then Wednesday, May 22nd, a very popular country band will come back and visit us. That's Borderline, featuring Bob and Terry Suter and Bob Harris. So if you've never heard Borderline play, that's another one. So save all these dates. And then finally, a new band. I booked this just for Jennifer. Wednesday,
no
June 12th, that wraps up the spring series before we go outside for our summer concerts. The Beltones. Think the Andrew Sisters. Think all the girl groups of the 1950s and 60s. The Beltones will cover all of those groups. It's a very lively act, Jennifer. I've watched the videos. They're very good. So that's Wednesday, June 12th, and that'll wrap up the winter spring concerts at HCL. Of course, there's concerts at the North County Branch Library as well throughout the spring. And we also have plenty of speakers and authors that visit us throughout the spring. So just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, or click on the word events in the navigation bar to see all of the programs that we have coming up. And I'm not even talking about youth services programs on top of all this, or book clubs, Jennifer.
I was going to
mention, too much to talk about.
I was going to mention a couple of speakers we've got coming up next week.
Go ahead.
At the Headquarters Library on Tuesday, March 12th at 7 o'clock, we're going to welcome Vanessa Young from the Thirsty Radish, and she's going to celebrate and honor your family and food traditions and cultural heritage by learning how to share these with loved ones. She's going to explore the stories behind food traditions and discuss practical tips on how to save family recipes, family photos, and memories. And I forgot a P on that, preserve. She will also cover how to update dishes to align with healthy lifestyles and modern concerns. And then Saturday, March 12th at 2 p.m., we're going to welcome back Lori Walmock, who's going to demonstrate basic coding for adults in this handy workshop. Why should kids have all the fun? And you're asked to bring a fully charged device with you. You can bring a laptop, an iPhone if you want, a tablet, but whatever you want, and she will help you learn how to code. But definitely bring a fully charged device. And one more program going on, not at the library, but at the library complex. This Saturday from 9 to 1 is the Hunterdon County's Hazardous Waste Cleanup Day.
Okay, I have one more, Anna. Since we talked about St. Patrick's Day, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about our St. Patrick's Day concert at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, March 9th at 2 p.m. We'll welcome Na Bodash, which is Gaelic for not old men. This finishes off the NCB Winter Saturday Winter Concert Series. It's with a celebration of Celtic music using a mix of instruments, including the bodhran, fifes, whistles, violin, fiddles, and vocals that would get all who listen into the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. They are true to tradition and culture, yet they always throw in a few drams of high octane, so all enjoy the eclectic musical mix that is Na Bodash. Once again, Saturday, March 9th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. All of our programs are free and open to the public. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, for all the information about all of our programs. Now we'll go to our last commercial break, and we'll come back with some trivia for Jennifer right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in about 14 minutes to take care of business.
I mentioned Jim Gano twice now.
We should. He's a good guy.
All right. We're at a trivia game at the Greek Orthodox Church, Jennifer, St. Anna, over on Voorhees Corner Road. Oh, you know where that is?
Have you ever been to the Greek festival there?
No.
We went 1 year, and there was, I don't remember what he's a professor of or where. He was giving tours of the chapel, and he was so fascinating.
Oh, yeah?
And he was so interesting.
Do you remember his name?
I don't remember, and we talked to him for like 2 hours.
Wow.
It was really fascinating.
All right, I have some various rounds of trivia to ask Jennifer. Stop me if you heard these before, Jennifer.
Okay.
Name the actress, Jennifer, whose most famous TV role was Rachel Green.
Jennifer Aniston.
Very good. Who was the leader of France when they sold the Louisiana Purchase to the United States in 1803?
Nope.
Looking for Napoleon.
Really?
Napoleon.
How has that escaped?
Thank you, Napoleon, for selling us the Louisiana
really,
Purchase.
What were you going to do with it?
A diamond, Jennifer, is a solid form of what element?
Carbon.
What hit Broadway musical was inspired by Elvis Presley being inducted into the Army?
Bye Bye Birdie.
What?
No, Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh.
Sorry.
What was... You were going to add something?
I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I know, but I don't know what it was.
What singer had hits with the songs Since You've Been Gone, Because of You, and A Moment Like This?
Nope.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, no.
What are the first names of the Blues Brothers, portrayed by John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd?
John and Dan. One of them has an I or a vowel for...
Jake and Elwood.
Elwood, see a vowel.
What?
I said an I or a vowel to start his name. Indeed, it does start with a vowel.
Okay, so I should give you that correct?
No, you should not. But I'm just
what
saying.
Is the name of the top-hatted man featured in the game of Monopoly?
Oh, Mr. I don't know.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Did he always have a name?
I believe so.
Okay.
The TV show Laverne and Shirley. Jennifer, what is Laverne's favorite drink?
Oh, I don't know.
Milk and Pepsi.
That's right.
If a dartboard were a compass, Jennifer,
okay.
And the number 20 would be north, the
okay.
Number 6 would be east, the number 3 would be south, what number would be west?
14.
I said that confidently, but it's 11.
I have no idea.
What Democratic nominee lost the 1988 U.S. presidential election to George H.W. Bush?
Michael Dukakis.
Very good. Let's put that one in there because Dukakis is Greek.
Very good. No,
put
no
a
one
Greek
asked.
In question. Some actually, Jennifer Aniston and Kelly Clarkson yes. Are both of Greek descent as well.
I had the biggest crush on Jennifer Aniston's father, John Aniston. He
I
was
know
in.
Who he is?
He was in Days of Our Lives. He was. Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer. Disney songs. Have you seen Disney movies?
Older ones, sure. I think
okay.
We did this once already.
No,
a different. Okay.
So these are not maybe the show-stopping songs from these Disney movies, but songs from the movies. Even in the movie from a song that appeared in that movie, "Poor Unfortunate Souls," in a movie that also featured "Under the Sea."
Oh, I was not going there, but Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. I Love to Laugh.
Mary Poppins.
For the First Time in Forever. Also featured the song Let It Go.
Elsa, the Snowman movie.
Frozen. Trust in Me.
Toy Story.
So featured the Bear Necessities.
Jungle Book.
Strange Things. Also featured You've Got a Friend in Me. That is Toy Story.
Okay. Oh.
Be Prepared.
Robin Hood.
Also featured Circle of Life.
Lion King.
Let's Get Together.
Parent Trap.
Very good. Following the Leader.
Peter Pan.
Very good. Look Out for Mr. Stork. Also featured Baby Mine.
Dumbo.
Very good. You knew from Baby Mine. Very good.
They're going to do a remake of
Dumbo. Oh, yeah. Something There. Also featured the songs Be Our Guest.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, Jennifer. If I were president, I'm going to give you slogans that politicians used to gain the presidency of the United States.
Okay.
I Like Ike.
Dwight Eisenhower.
A Square Deal All Around.
Hoover?
Teddy Roosevelt. A Kinder, Gentler Nation.
That's something from modern days. Obama.
George H.W. Bush. No. 54-40 or fight?
Fight Andrew Jackson.
Polk. A chicken in every pot and a car
that
in
was
every
Herbert
garage.
Hoover.
That's Hoover, correct. Hope.
That was Obama.
Very good. Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too.
That was Andrew Jackson.
William Henry Harrison, another war hero. The Union must and shall be preserved.
Can I say Andrew Jackson now?
No. This one should be easy.
Lincoln.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln. Return to normalcy. A word made up by this gentleman. Normalcy.
How about Trump?
Succeeded by Calvin Coolidge, who were looking for Warren Harding. Warren G. Harding. And finally, happy days.
FDR.
Are here again. Very good. Show me the money, Jennifer. All of these answers. It's our time there. All of these answers are money related. Name the breed of horse that excels at sprinting short distances. A quarter horse. Quarter.
Got it.
The Bison is the nickname of the athletic teams of what university located in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania?
But it's of money related. So it'd be dollar bill, quarter, dime, penny, nickel.
Bucknell.
Oh.
What symbol is located on the bottom right button of a telephone keypad?
The number sign.
Pound sign.
Pound. Oh, that kind of money.
In his first starring role, Jennifer, Clint Eastwood portrays Man with No Name in what 1964 movie? Fistful of Dollars. Named a Beatles song that mentions a nurse, a banker.
Penny Lane.
Very good. What is the informal nickname of United States Army and Marine soldiers during World War I?
Doughboys.
Very good. What board game is also known as Draughts?
Checkers.
Very good. What is the first and last name of the actor whose movie roles included Bob Harris, John Winger, and Peter Venkman?
Nicholas
Bill
Cage.
Murray.
Oh,
Bill. Venkman's from Ghostbusters, John Winger's from Stripes. Bob Harris was lost in translation. What is the name of the novel by Jane Austen that tells the story of the Dashwood sisters and their coming of age?
Sense and Sensibility.
Very good. And then finally, what is naan? N-A-A-N.
It's an Indian bread.
Bread.
Bread. Oh, bread. Don't worry me. See? You could have had that. From
okay, then finally, Jennifer. I think we got 1 minute.
Yep.
How many of the 8 nominated movies for Best Picture can you name from the Academy Awards?
The Favorite. A Star is Born. I've just gone completely blank. Green Book.
That's 3.
Black Klansman.
4.
There were. Roma.
5.
How about a hint?
One was a movie about a famous person that died.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep. Another one was about a famous person, politician.
Vice.
And then the other one was a superhero movie.
Really?
Really.
I don't know.
Black Panther.
Not bad. For somebody who does not keep up on pop culture.
You did very well. Okay, I think it's about time to go. That's it. Going to wrap it up for the library show.
So thank you for listening. Remember, you can always go online, call, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. Uh-oh.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another member of the Trump clan comments on the Russia probe. Eric Trump, son of President Trump, calls it, like his dad does, a witch hunt.
The Democrats don't have a platform. Their Russia hoax has fallen on its face. They investigated and spent how much taxpayer money on Russia, and they got, what, absolutely nowhere.
Eric Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. Meanwhile, his father's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, will be sentenced today in a Northern Virginia federal courtroom after being convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. There are reports of an active shooter situation at a hotel in Rockford, Illinois. Police there are tweeting a short time ago they're on the scene at an extended stay hotel, and people are being advised to avoid that area. First-time jobless claims were down slightly last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these jobs, that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
Political reporter Carol Lee speaking there on MSNBC. The House expected to vote today on a resolution condemning hate speech that began.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
AP correspondent Mark Smith.
The 400-page economic report of the president documents decades of data in productivity, income gap, and labor participation, and says had pre-1973 trends continued, the typical household would have nearly doubled its income, adding $51,000 a year. The conclusion? Things like a higher minimum wage and education spending are needed to make up the shortfall.
And he says there's also a problem of economic weakness abroad.
The document cautions the economies of Japan, China, and Europe Europe have been sagging and says the slowdowns not only reduce U.S. exports, they raise the risks of financial and other spillovers to the U.S. economy. Another potential economic headwind, tight credit for mortgages and consumer loans that are hampering the recovery in housing.
Experts say middle-class income may be a key economic issue for the 2016 presidential and congressional elections. White House officials say State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki will become President Obama's new communications director. She replaces Democratic media strategist Jennifer Palmieri, who's leaving the White House to join Hillary Clinton's likely presidential campaign. U.S. stocks opened lower as the price of oil slumped for a second day and pulled down energy stocks. Crude is falling on reports that supplies remain abundant. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want.